Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Tuesday. I am Michael Cohen, producer Johnny Buck. Great to have you here on 1320 WILS. Tonight, big news from General Motors. We'll get all the latest on their earnings report and their plans to completely cut a whole set of their models. Also, we will be joined by Chris Nowinski. He'll talk about this latest study just out today. 99% of NFL players may have this neurodegenerative disease that causes all kinds of problems due to concussions. But let's begin with the Michigan State Police, which today came out and said that people that don't live in Flint are apparently driving into the city and taking cases of bottled water from the city's government-operated distribution centers. Melissa Mays is with us. She is a Flint resident, relies on that water. She's also the founder of What Are You Fighting For? Melissa, great to have you on WILS.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, was this a surprise to you, this report?
Yeah, absolutely, because the pods have been open since early 2016, and this is just now coming up as a potential issue. It seems ridiculous to us. Also, there's no numbers, facts, and they do. They check your address when you pull up already, as it is, to pick up water.
Okay, but so, I thought they were not allowed to check ID when they give you the water, right?
No, they're not allowed to check ID, but they do collect all of the addresses given. And if there was something weird about it, they could have said something at any given time in the past year and a half or so. And also, I'm in the lawsuit, the settlement agreement with the state over the pods and the pipe replacement. And one of the things is that when something happens or comes up, they're supposed to notify the attorneys, especially anything that has to do with the settlement, which the pods are a part of it. Mm-hmm. And no one has said a peep about this at all.
You keep talking about the pods. What do you mean pods?
It's the points of distribution system. So for 100,000 people in Flint, there are 9 pods, which are basically church parking lots that people drive up. You have to give your information, and you pick up water test kits for the water, you know, the water testing, and recycling bags and such. And that's what you do. But you have to give your address, and they track all of that.
Yeah. How do they know if you're lying, though?
Well, that's the thing, is that they're not going to know, but if something weird comes up as they input these addresses, they're supposed to keep track of them, they can actually have that listed. They can have a list of issues or, you know, if the addresses aren't right. But looking at the common sense issue, I don't see why people would want to drive, you know, an hour out of their way to come wait in line to get, you know, not even super great bottled water that's been sitting out in the sun all day. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know who was going to go out of their way to leave their perfectly safe water at home to come get, you know, generic cheap bottled water.
What do you mean? It's been sitting in the sun. Does it have that plasticky taste to it? Is that what you're saying?
It does. It does, especially after it's been sitting out in the sun all day. And it is. It's sitting in a warehouse, and it sits inside the Penske trucks, and then it sits out on the thing. So I don't know what kind of black market there is for bottled water. But they also tried to say this earlier in the year when we'd gone to court. They said people weren't using these pods. So we said, prove it. And then they were going to shut down a couple of the pods by May 1st if the traffic was low. But then it came out that the traffic was 5 times higher than what they had said.
Right.
So, again,
They're saying it's higher than ever, right? It's something like 21,500 cases a day being distributed. Their concern is they're saying the reason they think it's high is that some of these people that are getting the water shouldn't be having access to it, right?
I'm sure there are maybe a couple of people that are coming through getting it. I mean, maybe that's an issue if they really desperately need water. Mm-hmm. But here are the contributing factors to why, you know, the drive has gone up. Number one, they're shutting off people's water. So they have no access to water at all. So they have to live off a bottle of water for everything now. Number two, it's hot. People are thirsty. Pets are thirsty. So they use more water. Three, bacteria is at an all-time high. Four, there are people that are still popping over 10,000 parts per billion of lead in their water. So the filters are not rated for that. That's all they can use are the bottles. So those are all issues as to why it goes up in the summertime. That is completely normal. And so for them to say with no facts or numbers to support it that it's going up because out-of-towners and that quote are raiding the pods It's ridiculous. I mean, it's just, it's right now they are talking about shutting the pods down, which is, of course, also driving up demand because people are terrified because we're going to be left with this water that's not fixed yet. The pipes aren't fixed yet. Well, and so people are stocking up.
State officials, are they actively going around telling people that they can drink the water at home if they have a filter?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, they are.
And so, and they're evident, they've done studies on the water, though, that's what the grounds are.
They've done studies about lead only, but they're not talking about bacteria. And the Genesee County Medical Society here, the doctors are saying those filters grow bacteria. They don't filter it out. And for people who have compromised immune systems, elderly, children, pregnant women, they should not be using filters because of the bacteria risk.
You're supposed to replace the filters regularly, though, aren't you?
Absolutely, but there's nothing that really tells you that you're doing it. Like, if you have a huge hit, those lights, they're cheap plastic $20 filters. They work sometimes, sometimes they don't, but you never know if that off chance that it didn't work, you've poisoned. So people are terrified of this because the lead levels are thing all over the place. They're still high for far too many people. Okay. And, I mean, above hazardous waste levels still.
So, I mean, do you know anybody that's drinking their water in the house filtered?
Actually, yes. There is a family that is drinking the filtered water because they trusted it, and they said they had their water tested and everything came back fine. And yet, their 3-year-old son just tested a 7 in his blood for lead, and anything over 5 is poisoning. So they don't understand because they've been using the filters like they were told, and apparently there's an issue there. So it's a huge, scary concern, and we're hearing far too many of these people that are having this. There's a senior citizen that I know that I absolutely adore, and she just had 5,533 parts per billion on July 5th, and she has a copper service line. They're telling her everything's fine. They've already replaced her fixtures, and it's just coming in from the entire crumbling system, and nothing is stable. So for the fact that they're saying they're going to take away by September 1st these points of distribution, people are stocking up because they're scared.
Well, Melissa Mays with us, Flint resident Melissa Mays. So what you're saying, they're going to no longer distribute bottled water as of September 1st? Is that the plan?
No. We no longer have any kind of legal standing to demand that they keep them open. We tried. We got it extended as long as we could with the settlement, but the state is in complete control of the pods, and so after September 1st, they can shut it down if they want to. They shouldn't, but they're still going to. I mean, hopefully they wouldn't. Hopefully they'll listen to the residents and look at the test results and talk and actually start testing for bacteria. But right now there's too much up in the air and people are scared.
Okay, now is there a more efficient way to distribute the water, to have access to clean water?
Well, the federal judge had told them last November to deliver the water bottles to people's homes, so then they can tell how many people they delivered to. Yes, it's only going to residents, but the state refused to do that. So
it just cost too much, is that it?
That's what they said, but yet then in court they admitted that they hadn't even done any cost studies.
Mm-hmm. Now, why cases? Why aren't people getting water by the gallon or by some kind of big jug?
We asked. We asked for gallons. We asked for the water buffaloes, the FEMA trucks. We asked for cisterns. We asked for, a whole bunch of different things because we don't want the bottles because they're a pain to open. Of course, there's the litter and the mess and all that. We do not want that. But they just continue to do that. I don't know if it's because it's what's donated or what's easiest for them. They get a good deal on it. I don't know. I mean, it just seems like the least possible efficient way.
Yeah, that's strange. Is it actual commercial water? I mean, what's the brand? What kind of water is this exactly?
Sometimes we'll get Sam's Club water. Sometimes we'll get Absapure, and that seems to be the most. So I wonder if they have a deal, and that's local here. But the problem with that is it says Pure Michigan on the bottle, and it said meets or exceeds all NDEQ standards. So people are looking, going, the NDEQ standards poisoned us, so this doesn't make us feel good. Yeah. So yeah, that's an issue in itself because bottled water, we don't know what's in that either. But it is apparently safer than what the alternative is coming out of our taps.
Hmm. And how's it going this summer at this point?
Right now, bacteria is sky high. There's too many people in the hospital with pneumonia. My infectious diseases doctor said that she's just backed up with skin infections and ear infections and lung and heart infections, all bacteria-based. And the fact that's just way too many for this number of people, it's really scary. So we just wish that the state would listen to us and look at the medical information and please start testing for the bacteria in the water. And fall on deaf ears.
Well, that's the update. Melissa Mays, Flint resident Melissa Mays, right here on 1320 WILS. Find her at wateryoufightingfor.com. Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you. Thank you so much.